Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. This show looks at the career of Hedy Lamarr, the most beautiful girl in Hollywood. I hope you enjoy the show. Hedy Lamarr, or Hedwig Eva Maria Keisler, has been described as the most beautiful woman in motion pictures. She was born in Vienna in 1914. Her mother was a pianist from Budapest, and her father a successful banker from Lviv in the Ukraine, and both were Jewish. Theatre producer Max Reinhardt took her to Berlin to study acting, and she returned to Vienna, where she became a script girl and then an actress. In her fifth film in 1932, aged just 17, she was catapulted to worldwide stardom by appearing nude in Gustav Makarty's film Ecstasy. The film also showed her face in the throes of orgasm, and it was immediately banned in America. In 1933, she married Fritz Mandl, an Austrian arms manufacturer and keen fascist. He bought up as many copies of Ecstasy as he could find, although Benito Mussolini had a copy that he wouldn't give up. Mandl was extremely jealous and locked her up in his castle when he was away on business. He was the third richest man in Austria. Mandl's father was Jewish, but it didn't stop him selling arms to Mussolini and entertaining both him and Hitler at parties in the castle. Hedy attended business meetings with him, and there began her interest in applied science. Eventually, life with Mandl became unbearable, and wearing all her jewellery to dinner one evening, she dressed up as her maid and escaped to Paris, where she met Louis B. Mayer, the film producer. He offered her a film contract, but was keen for her to change her name. Story has it that on board the boat to America, she jokingly suggested Le Mer, the sea, to him, and that was that. Her notoriety from Ecstasy preceded her, and she was besieged by newspapers when she arrived in New York. Her first Hollywood film was Algiers with Charles Boyer in 1938, which caused a sensation. It was the story of Pepe Le Moko, a French gangster holed up in Algiers, but tempted to leave his safety for a beautiful woman. Here's Charles Boyer singing C'est la vie, while he shines his shoes in expectation of another rendezvous with Hedy.
Life is simple if you try to enjoy before you die every bit of happiness along the way. Take the joy that comes to you, suddenly the world is new with a song that keeps you dancing every day. C'est la vie. Fall in love and life is honey. That's life, you don't need money. If you've got a little honey in your arms, c'est la vie. I'm in heaven and I know it. Can I help it if I show it? Life is sweet as we can be for me. Remember. Love is very necessary. All in love and you'll be happy, c'est la vie. You don't know just what you miss if you live without a kiss. For a kiss can bring a winter into spring. Everybody will agree. If you fall in love like me, you'll be happy, you will laugh and you will sing. C'est la vie. That's the life we should be living. Kiss, morning, noon and evening. That's the life that I've been leading. C'est l'amour, c'est la vie. There is nothing like that feeling. Tell me what is more appealing than the feeling you're in love, may we? Love is very necessary. Fall in love and you'll be happy, c'est la vie. Love is very necessary. Fall in love and you'll be happy, c'est la vie.
Throughout the war years, she appeared in a string of exotic adventure movies with some of Hollywood's leading men, interspersed with some comedies, musicals, and the odd film noir. Meanwhile, she was working on a few inventions, one with a composer, George Antheil, who had scored films for Nicholas Ray and Cecil B. DeMille. It was the precursor to modern-day Wi-Fi, using, wait for it, spread spectrum and frequency-hopping technology. They developed a method of sequencing the path of a torpedo that couldn't be scrambled, using a player piano roll to change between 88 frequencies, the number of black and white notes on a keyboard. The US Navy were averse to using anything that originated outside of the military and didn't use it until the 60s, when the patent had expired. Here's some Puccini, Ai tuoi piedi son, from Manon Lescaut, used in the film Lady of the Tropics in 1939, in which she starred with Robert Taylor. In 1940, she made I Take This Woman with Spencer Tracy, followed by Boomtown and Comrade X with Clark Gable. Then in 1941, she teamed up with James Stewart for Come Live With Me and Ziegfeld Girl. Here's Judy Garland singing I'm Always Chasing Rainbows at an audition in Ziegfeld Girl.
Just like all my dreams, ending in the sky. like again. Believe me, I'm always chasing rainbows, waiting to find a little bluebird in vain.
Lana Turner also starred in Ziegfeld Girl. I must see that. In 1941 came H.M. Pulham Esquire with Robert Young, directed by King Vidor, and according to some sources, it was Hedy's favourite film. Here's Hedy singing 3 o'clock in the morning.
We danced the whole night through.
She made Tortilla Flat in 1942, an adaptation of the Steinbeck novel with Spencer Tracy and John Garfield. A few film noirs followed in the mid-40s, Crossroads with William Powell, Experiment Perilous with George Brent, The Conspirators with Paul Henreid, The Strange Woman with George Sanders, and Dishonored Lady. Here's a snippet of Hedy with Paul Henreid from The Conspirators in a club plotting together when an uncredited singer starts up.
You were in trouble last night at the cafe.
Yes.
At Estorilli you were waiting for von Moore?
Yes.
And Herrn Lutzke?
No.
You called von Moore Hugo. That suggests that you know him well.
I do.
He's an official of the German legation.
I'm not German, if that's what you're leading up to. I'm French. I was born in France and I lived there until... after the Germans came.
Then my instinct was right from the first. I've had every reason to suspect you and everything you've said and done since we met. Yet my feelings kept denying my suspicions. And when you look at me the way you're looking now, all my questions disappear. Because I know that no matter who you are or what you've done,
you helped me last night. Please forget the rest.
I can't forget you.
But you mustn't come into my life.
I'm part of your life already and you of mine.
Please, as long as you and Lisbon...
I'm leaving Lisbon in the morning for England. There's no reason for me to think that I'll ever see you again after tonight. And yet I know in my heart that we'll meet again. You and I. But now there isn't much time.
No, there isn't.
Rua do Caplão, junca nadros maninhos. Na rua do Caplão, junca nadros maninhos. Se o meu amor vejo as pedras do chão que ele pisar no caminho. Se o meu amor vier cedinho, eu vejo as pedras do chão.
That song is a fado.
Que ele pisar no
fado means fate.
And this is Claire Trevor singing Till You Return in the Siren Club from Crossroads.
I shall be true and wait for you till you return. Wherever you go, my heart is there, you know, my heart, and you will be. Till you return, I shall deny temptation each time I breathe your name. You came and fanned a flame, and it will burn. When I am in your arms, no one will do, no one till you return.
That was actually dubbed by Connie Russell. Before the war ended, Hedy had turned down two films that would have probably secured her future in the movie business, Gaslight in 1940 and Casablanca in 1942. MGM probably weren't impressed by this and didn't renew her contract after Her Highness and the Bellboy in 1945. In 1949, she played Delilah in Samson and Delilah for Cecil B. DeMille. It was the highest-grossing film of the year with a great score by Victor Young. Here's the theme. There's a notable story concerning Groucho Marx at the film's premiere. DeMille asked Groucho what he thought of the picture, to which Groucho replied, "CB, no picture can hold my interest where the leading man's tits are bigger than the leading lady's." Hedy secured accolades for her role alongside Victor Mature, but despite the film's success, her career began to flag, and she made just a handful of pictures before her last, The Female Animal, in 1958. One notable comedy stands out, My Favourite Spy with Bob Hope. Here's Hedy, dubbed by Martha Mears, singing Just a Moment More in French.
La nuit est belle, avec toi mon amour, restons ensemble, tous les deux pour toujours. Je t'aime, t'aimerai à chaque instant de ma vie. Je sais très bien à mon cœur que ce n'est pas une folie. How I desire love, la 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 la. I'll never tire of this wanting more. And so I long for the day when you will say, who will be loving me forever? And just a moment more avec toi.
I don't understand why she was dubbed, as Hedy proved she could sing in H.M. Pullum Esquire in 1941. After her last film, she became increasingly reclusive and spent more and more time communicating by telephone rather than in person. One gets the impression she was bored with Hollywood and the reliance upon looks over substance. She'd proved she had a brain, and it must only have been a disappointment to her for that not to have been recognised. She died of heart disease in Florida in 2000, and her son spread her ashes in the Vienna woods in Austria, as per her wishes. I'll leave you with some music from Ecstasy, where Hedy, as a young wife, watches enviously as couples dance while she sits at a table with her boring older husband.
Liebe, you like the bride.